A4RM Mobile.
Hey Fred, where are you off to? W2T at home.
Headed home. I just left the office and I'm headed to the house. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Not bad for an old man. And at least I don't have to get out in that stuff anymore unless I really want to. And I did run some errands today, but, you know, hey, I'm back home now. And just going to kind of stick around here and get to actually watch some TV tonight, shows I normally have to record and then watch later, you know?
We watched some TV and movies over the weekend, just trying to stay in and stay out of it. But I'm have to be at work. They've hinted that they might send us home to work, but they got to get us a way to sign in with our laptops before they can do that. I don't know where that's going, but they did restrict our travel, but we are still working, at least as of this point.
No, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So, anyway, and all, how you and the better half been doing lately?
Holding our own. Glad to see some sunshine and a little bit of warmer weather. Sun seems like we've had for the last few months nothing but rain. So I'd like for it to dry out a little bit. Although I think the forecast is we're supposed to have some later on. Over the next few days, we got a pretty decent little shower at our house overnight last night. I don't know how much we got. I don't have a gauge, and I didn't hear. But I guess the first day of spring's coming up. I'm ready for spring.
Yeah, we need the warm weather to see if we can kill off this crud that's getting around all over here, all over the United States, and all over the world. And it'll be nice, and I'll. Because it's not going to get cold, so we can't freeze it out, but maybe it'll get hot enough we can, you know, we can burn it out. But, yeah, I'm just, we got a little bit of rain here at my house between last night and this morning around for a while. I think maybe I got about a quarter of an inch in the rain gauge, but that's about all. But I'm like you, I'm ready for a little bit of dry weather. In fact, I need to get out there and work on a couple of antennas, which means I need to find me a launcher so I can launch them up where I need to work on them.
Work out of time when I'm available, I can bring my launcher over and help you with that. But, yeah, I know I've got plenty of outside work to do. Yard work, if I could get, you know, the time to it. Working during the week, my only time is on the weekends. And, of course, that ends up with other stuff, so there you go.
Yeah, no, you must be pretty good ways down the road because you're scratchy in here this afternoon, and usually you're pretty loud coming in.
I was on low power. I bumped up a notch, and I was down in a hole on Highway 81. I was down by the creek bed, so am I getting any better now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Much better. Much better there. Much better. Much. Things are kind of cranky all over the place lately, so, you know. But, I got to take down my loop that we put up here. It broke again. So it's now kind of out there, but it works, but not real well. So, and get it so that I can get it up. And, but I've got a, I'm, right now I may just put up a, then work on getting me some, because I'm going to have to get me some new wire and redo my loop to get it back up.
The super loop that the plans for which are on the Bars website, or are you talking about a different loop?
Mine's just a full 80-meter loop, in corner-fed 80-meter loop, and we'll work everything from 80. Worked everything from 160 down to 6 meters. I could work everything. Can't run a lot of power on 160 right now because it's not really made for that. But it's a full 80-meter loop, 257 feet, and fed with some ladder line to make it work good. And it's been working good until it broke in two places, so that kind of put the chinch on things, you know?
Well, I've got that super loop, you know, that... the plans for which are on, used to be, I guess they still are, on the Blue Ridge Amateur. your radio society's website. I got it up at the mountains. But I have a an off-center fed dipole here at the house in Piedmont, and it does pretty well. But of course, I can't work 160 meters. I've got an inverted L that I built for 160 meters that I had in Greenwood, and I put it up, I guess, back in February here at the house in Piedmont. It does pretty good, so I've been able to work a little bit of 160 on it, especially FT8.
Yeah, well, I can work, like I said, I can work 160, but only with 100 watts. I can't put any more out in it. It doesn't like, because it's not really built for that, but I've even got, but my amp would really work 160 if I had it. So, anyway, it's, you know, I've already got the wire and everything all cut here, the box built. Bob helped me build the box for it, and I have a 160-meter inverted L. All I got to, with two raised aerials. All I got to do is get that and find me some more cord. I've run out of rope, so I got to get me some more rope to put that up. And I want to get that up in a tree and get that up in the air, and then I can run 160 off of that.
Good, yeah. Mine, the one that I had in Greenwood, I had not used it since I came back home until just about 2 months ago. Well, I guess it was the end of January, 1st of February when I put it up. And I actually got it up a little higher than I had it in Greenwood, and it works, you know, pretty good for, it's a 160 meter inverted L with the two elevated radials and the the one-to-one balance, you know, at the bottom of it. But, you know, for what it is, it works okay.
Well, that's what I've got, and I need to just get it up, get mine up in the air. But I don't have a launcher, so. But I gotta get cord. I just don't have any cord right now. I gotta order me some more cord, and if I'm gonna put my loop back up, I've gotta order me some copper clad steel wire to use to put up instead of what I had up there, because all I had was stranded copper wire, and that has a tendency to, you know, get broke, and it's broke for the second time, so. Anyway, well, you have a good trip the rest of the way home. I'm going to go start looking for me something for supper here in a little bit. I got stuff. It's just a case of getting in there and fixing it, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm almost to the house, so I appreciate the ride along. And you have a good evening. We'll talk later. WU2T, K4RM Mobile.
All right, well, you say hello to that wonderful lady you're married to for me, and we'll catch you later, Fred. W2T, clear.